Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. I'm just remarking on the state visit, the German state visit to the United Kingdom, the first for 27 years, as you might say it the German way. So the federal president of Germany, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, and his good wife, Elke Bubenbender, they flew to London Heathrow. It was yesterday, a two-day state visit. Now, this is the highest expression of amity between nation states, and made only once during the presidency of Steinmeier whilst Charles III is on the throne. God forbid, should Charles III be summoned to his reward tonight and William of that name the fifth ascends to the throne, then Herr Steinmeier could visit again. Or indeed, after Steinmeier steps down as president, whoever the next president of the Bundesrepublik is, could visit it. So it was only once during the reign or presidency of the two individuals. Below that is official visits, without quite so much pomp and pageantry. Anyway, the United Kingdom put on a splendiferous show, and it took place in Windsor. It's either there or in Buckingham Palace. So Windsor Castle, the largest inhabited castle, the oldest inhabited castle in the world, some 18 miles west of Londinium. So very close to Heathrow Airport, conveniently. And then there was that carriage ride up with six horses and so forth. Okay, so this is the fifth one since 1958. And obviously that was only a few years after the foundation of the Federal Republic in 1949. And Charles III and his good wife, Camilla, they visited Berlin on a state visit in 2023. So that was one of his first, was his very first state visit as monarch. Of course, his mother carried out many of them, and his only head of state. It can't be Tornfolger who can do it. And the King's Colour Squadron of the RAF was there to greet him on the president's plane when he touched down. Bundesrepublik Deutschland is the name of his plane. So there we go. And when he flew in, the president was greeted by the Prince of Wales. That's William V, and the Princess of Wales, commonly known as Kate Middleton. So and behind the scenes, things are going on. Obviously, that's ceremonial. Everybody knows that His Present Majesty is not the decision maker, it's the Prime Minister. Yeah. So, and they get on very well. But, you know, Charles of that name, the third, is actually quite Germanic in his ancestry. And German is the only foreign language he can speak tolerably well. He can speak some French as well. That's it. So, riding with the Sovereign's escort from the Household Cavalry Mounted Regiment, walking through Windsor Castle, inspecting the troops. A 41-gun salute on the east lawn of Windsor Castle, and so on. Playing the national anthem of Germany was Das Deutschenlied, or Das Lied des Deutschland, however you say it. March past a tri-service union and so forth. A German army officer who's the aide-de-camp to President Steinmeier. His name means stone worker, incidentally, so got very working-class backgrounds. And then the banquet in St. George's Hall. Notably absent was Mr. Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. Surprise, surprise. Okay, a 6 meter tall Christmas tree. Well, come on, we have to say it in avoirdupois or no, sorry, metric measurements. Felled from Windsor Great Park and 3,000 little lights on it. And anyway, as an expression of how close they are, Steinmeier was even allowed into the crypt of Windsor Castle. Nobody else is allowed in to lay flowers at the tomb of the late Elizabeth II. The public's never allowed to see that. And then there was a help out reception meeting, local charity volunteers. So there might be some private diplomacy tacked onto this, but they haven't shown him meeting Starmer. Maybe that was today. And there's a state banquet. The monarch walks in beside the foreign head of state. Queen Camilla walks in beside the German first lady. And then it's opposite sex. The Prince of Wales beside a leading lady of the German delegation, the Princess of Wales beside an important gentleman of that delegation. If my eyes did not deceive me, Claudia Schiffer was there, seated at the top table. She's a German supermodel, very well known in the 90s. There's a magazine cover I cannot get out of my head from 30 years ago, where she's kneeling on the sand on the beach, and she's doing a self-bra covering up with her head thrown back and neck and see like that. And the headline was The Endless Summer, because she's a woman who was just oozing sex appeal, like this blonde goddess. The only thing are her eyes a bit too narrow, are her teeth too big? Okay, but I'm being bitchy. She's not as good as me, you know, sort of a female equivalent of me, almost. Right, so proof that this is not impaired relations, you know, Brexit has happened. Germany, the largest population, the biggest economy in the European Union, nevertheless has very cordial relations with the United Kingdom, looking to try and come under the UK's nuclear umbrella. Now, since the Federal Republic of Germany was allowed armed forces again in 1955, they signed treaties promising never to attempt to develop nuclear weapons. But what if the UK was to extend that umbrella? But the UK spending is at £12 billion a year on its nuclear deterrent. That's the four submarines plus the nuclear missiles themselves. I thought the idea is, well, we could get a fifth and there could be like, you know, one out on patrol, one coming back, one going out. So all would be at least two at sea, sometimes three, one in refit, one in reserve. And, you know, of some of that 12 billion, Germany would have to pay 2 billion, 3 billion, something towards that. But the thing is, ultimately, it comes down to one person's decision, Starmer's finger on the nuclear button. There needs to be there protected from Russia. Because the thing is, they say you can't be sure to shoot down nuclear missiles. There is no shield. There can only be sword. You can only deter. You can only scare them off by thinking that you can nuke them. And it's good that relations are so warm between the two, and let there be no rancor because of the events of 80 years ago. And nobody should be so purblind or stupid as to believe that no Britain ever did wrong to any German civilian or military person in the First World War or Second World War and so on. And, okay, I know that the United Kingdom's war crimes towards Germany seem petty in comparison to the many monstrous war crimes of Das Dritte Reich, but the Federal Republic of Germany is not the Third Reich, and it's not their fault, and nobody alive today is guilty of that. It is racist to try and to mistreat Germans or punish Germans because of that, to try and shame them. These were obviously very disgraceful events. These are monstrous felonies committed by the National Socialist regime in Germany. But guilt is personal, it's not national. And that's why it's wrong to punish people generations later for things they never, ever did. They're good people and evil people in every country, in every era. And unfortunately, the worst people got to the top in Germany, partly as a response to communism and having seen the trail blazed by communism. So this shows just how bad totalitarianism is. But then as though Germans are not allowed to have national pride, are not allowed to want to leave the European Union, or something like that would be preposterous. Not allowed to have decent defense because of the Third Reich. And that would be absolutely ludicrous. So in every nation, there are people who've committed terrible crimes. The Third Reich was doing it when it was one of the leading industrial countries in the world. So his crimes were even more prolific. But that shouldn't overshadow relations today. And there's a German community, which is well accepted and valued in the United Kingdom. And obviously British people living in Germany. And it's great that there is happy cooperation between the two countries. And people should not focus on just 12 years of German history, but appreciate Germany's tremendous contribution to civilization in so many fields, in the arts, you know, in literature, theater, film, architecture, in various sciences and so on, the Bunsen burner, the Haber process and all the rest of it. So yeah, he's jetting off tonight. I don't know if anything substantive is going to come out, but actually the Ukraine war has drawn the two countries closer. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecallahan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.